Burning Guilt, Chapter 1 out of 6, by Inger Gammelgaard Madsen, narrated by Linda Elvira. The garage went silent as he turned off the car motor. His unnaturally fast breath was the only sound. The lights had illuminated the work table as he drove in. Lucas had apparently worked on the birdhouse again without cleaning up after himself. There was wood dust everywhere, and the saw was not in its place among the tools on the wall. His son had apparently given up on his project again. He felt a bit of joy knowing he had at least tried, and not just given up to go sit in front of the TV or computer. Nine-year-old boys should be active, and he didn't like sports, unlike Mia, who went to handball practice twice a week. Of course, she was a few years older, so maybe it would change as he grew older. He found himself feeling annoyed that his son never listened, and that he had not inherited his dad's nimble fingers or his sense of order. They had drawn the outlines of all the tools on the walls together, so finding the place for the saw should not be that difficult. His stomach acid bubbled, and his heart started beating faster. He leaned back in his seat, with his hands on the steering wheel, as if he was still driving, closed his eyes, and tried to chase away the irritation and anger. The saw was not the problem. Neither was the mess, or Lucas. He was the problem, his frustrations and bad choices. Maybe everything back then would never have happened if he had just gotten over himself and told everything to Alice. He felt that she had been suspicious for a while. He had seen it every time he had worked late, or when he told her he had a conference abroad. She had known, but she had not said anything. Did she really love him that much? Did she think she had no better prospects than him? She was a beautiful woman, and she could have whoever she wanted. He opened his eyes and stared into the darkness. A burning jealousy slid through him at the thought of Alice with another man. That alone showed him what a despicable man he was. He had no right to feel like that, nor to feel the relief that rushed through him as he drove past the villa and saw that the lights had been turned off, which meant Alice and the kids had gone to bed. Of course they had. The kids had to get up early and go to school, and Alice had an early shift at the hospital. Maybe going to bed early was a protest for her. He should have called home. But finally something had happened. Tomorrow he would know. After meeting her again and looking into her eyes, he could not let go of the case. He should have left it after all those years had gone by. It was an accident. It said so in the report. But he had suspected something more the entire time. Was he driven by his professionalism, or was it something else? Alice had asked him what was bothering him. She could feel it too. Of course, caring and observant as she was, she could feel the hidden sorrow and the thoughts that were anywhere but on her and the children. He could have been honest and told her everything here, come clean and cleansed his soul and his life. It did not matter now, anyway. Nothing mattered. He swallowed a lump in his throat and squeezed his thumb and index finger tightly around the root of his nose to take away the urge to cry. She had been special, and he was sure now that he had loved her. Really loved her. It was not just lust and sex, like it had been with the others. She was not just another digression that Alice pretended to know nothing about. For once, he had not been drawn by youth or beauty. It was something else, something closer and more intimate. It was an undefinable connectedness.